I'm being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by AGWSR softball coach Brock Holmgard as we're recapping the recently completed 2025 season. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Just thinking back on the season as a whole here, ends up being a 9-24 season. While it wasn't necessarily the prettiest record, it was your most wins in a few years, I think, since 2021. Looking back at some of the history for you guys, I just kind of want to get your big picture thoughts. What comes to mind as far as some of the biggest factors of this season? Again, you're kind of able to grow that win total a little bit. Still kind of a down year. What kind of comes to mind for you?
Yeah, pitching was better this year. I think we had almost 100 less walks than we had the year prior. So that helps you win ball games. We hit the ball better. We might not have been quite as solid in the field as we have been in the past, but with the pitching and the hitting being better, that ended up helping us out, getting us a few more wins. It was a good group of girls, so that really not really helped. Everybody was there was no infighting within the team, so everybody played well together, and everybody was always in a pretty good mood as far as wanting attitude and effort. So
When it comes to the last portion of your season here, down the stretch of the season, you were playing some really solid teams. I think back to the East Marshall doubleheader. It was a couple of losses, but that's a state tournament team here in Class 2A, and you certainly gave them a run for their money. A Clarksville team that's going to be in the 1A state tournament, 9-4 loss, but a game that you kept within striking distance. Just kind of want to get your thoughts on that last portion of the season, how you guys were able to kind of put yourself in position to compete well against some of the better teams in all of the state of Iowa.
yeah, I think the girls went into those two games knowing that it was going to be a tough task, but really took the challenge head on. And the Clarksville game, especially off the top of my head, we had a couple of errors in the first inning where we gave up 5 runs, and we could have been out of that early. And if you get out of that inning, that's a completely different ball game. We're right in that game. The second game of the East Marshall doubleheader, we came out and we hit the ball hard off their pitcher, did some really good things, and just I was really excited with the way they were playing at the end of the year. And then so it was just good, and it's always good to see a quality team right before you start playing your regional games, and gives you a chance to see some really good pitching, good fielding, so you have an idea what you got to do going forward.
Thinking back on the season as a whole, what were some of the biggest things that you were kind of able to challenge the girls on? Whether it be some preseason challenges or things throughout the year, as far as challenging to get better in these certain areas. What were some of those things, and how were they ultimately able to respond to some of those big challenges for you guys?
Yeah, I kind of got with the pitchers and talked to them about how we need to throw strikes, let your defense work for you. And I thought all three of them that threw varsity this year did a really good job of limiting the walks this year compared to the year before. Like I said, we had 100 less walks this year, which is that's a crazy improvement in my opinion. I mean, now granted, what our numbers were really inflated last year. But our last season, but this past year was, I thought they did a really good job throwing strikes. And another thing we talked about a lot was not getting intimidated by a good pitcher, getting up there and having a good approach and just working your count, foul things off until you can get a pitch you can hit hard. And I thought the girls really did a good job of doing that this year. We had a lot of girls in the high 200s, and some, I mean, I think Trevin hit 440 something as is for the season. So that's good. And it's just, attitude and effort's really a big key to softball. If you have a bad attitude going in, it's going to be a rough night.
Do want to ask about your all-conference selections here. You had a Trevin Smith on the first team, Callie Boozman and Ella Deemer on the first team as well. Trevin named the player of the year in the NICL West here as well. Did see that she got an all-district mention here as well in Class 1A. Trevin Smith did anyway. So what can you say about some of those first teamers, especially to have the league's player of the year on your team?
Yeah, that says something about Trevin when you get named player of the year and you ended that you're the third place team. I mean, that's says what how good of a ball player she was individually. You know, she did really good things. Covers a ton of ground. You know, strong arm. Whether she's playing shortstop or in the outfield, like we had her towards the end of the season a little bit. You know, I just it really helps when you have a girl like that on your team. She's a great leader, great person, hard worker. You know, and she's more of a vocal girl. And then, you know, Ella, she's also a great leader, just in a different way. It's just complete work ethic with Ella. She works hard, and she doesn't talk a lot, but she just works, and she plays solid outfield, good hitter, good bunter, just all around pretty good athlete, good base runner. I mean, you had a lot of steals this year. Did really nice things. Callie, you know, is another hard worker. She plays some club ball when she can. Her and her dad, I know, go over to Waterloo quite a bit to a facility over there and hit a lot and really works on that. And that's, I think she led the team in home runs. I think she had five or six-ish, five this year, I think. So, you know, she did a lot of good things. She's a good first baseman, catches everything in her that's thrown at her. If it's really far off, obviously she doesn't get it, but everything that's close, she's gonna make a play on it.
And then you had some second team
Yeah.
selections as well with Briley Metzger, Lila Holmgard, Claire Culver, and Briley Henzia. What can you say about some of them being able to find their way onto these all conference teams as well?
You know, Claire and Claire being a utility player, obviously she threw a lot for us, and she played left field, center field, whatever outfield position she needed to play that night. She's a really solid outfielder. She's got one of the better arms in the conference as far as accuracy and strength. Everything she throws from the outfield is always on target. It might come up short or be long, but it's always straight at them. She does a really good job keeping it on target. She throws really well. She throws hard. Control could sometimes be an issue for Claire, but she really works through that well. She hits the ball well. Briley Metzger, she's first team pitcher. She's my number one pitcher. She threw a ton of basically all the conference games I could get her to throw. She threw them. Some of the double headers she couldn't, obviously didn't, we didn't throw her 14 innings in the night, but she did throw the majority of our conference games. She's really good bat. I think she hit two home runs this year. Good average, right around 300 to hit her. Just a good girl. She's always kind of got a comic relief. She's just one of those girls that's good to have around the program. I thought she did by far her best job this year throwing strikes, which was nice to have. Lila's a freshman, hit right around 300, which is pretty good for her, for any freshman in this conference. Pretty solid second baseman, had some errors that we got to fix. We'll clean that up this off season, me and her. And then Briley Henze, her season got cut short with an injury, but she kind of bounced around for me. She played third base, played left field, played center field, played some catcher. She did whatever I needed to do, which was good. Her bat really turned on towards the last half of the season, which was great to have. She was, I think, hitting in a 6-7 hole, which is nice having that bat there to drive in runs.
All right, just about out of time here, but when it comes to and I did ask you about your seniors in the last interview down at in that Ankeny Christian game, but I do want to get your thoughts on how some of these underclassmen, juniors on down, can grow from some of these experiences they had throughout this season. You know, especially they're kind of going into the off season with a bad taste in their mouth from that last game against Ankeny Christian. What comes to mind as far as some of those biggest growth areas?
You know, we had a couple eighth graders that started varsity that game. We had a couple freshmen starting all season, you know. So they got a lot of experience this year, which is good. And they've seen the varsity pitching. They know what it takes now. They know that they got some work to do. That, I mean, maybe we weren't thought maybe they thought they were a little better than what their season turned out, which is fine. I like having confident girls. But they know what they need to work on this off season, and hopefully it can drive them to get into get into our off-season stuff starting in January, get into the hitting, get into the pitching, get into the catching, working that stuff so we can be more confident at the plate and more confident when we make it to the mound. It's just we just confidence is a big thing. If you go up there and you don't think you're going to get a hit, you're not going to get a hit. So we really got to work on our confidence and all that stuff this off season and hopefully have it everything fixed and ready to go for next season.
All right. Any final thoughts you want to share about the team before we wrap up here today?
Not really. I just like to see them get in there for this off season stuff and we can improve on our record and have a little more fun this next year.
All right. That's HWSR softball coach Brock Holmgard joining us here on Radio On the Go Sports. Always a pleasure to talk Cougar softball with you and appreciate the time today.
Yeah, thanks, John.